Hi, this is Steve from Survive to Thrive, a radio network. We hope you're finding the information on the Survive to Thrive radio program both beneficial and informative. Fridays will bring you replays of my most popular shows with occasional live appearances. We have our lineup for the rest of the week of talk show hosts together to give you the best information and points of view available on the radio. They're certainly the most pertinent and timely. Monday's Darren is on with his show, Radical Health. Steve St. Clair and Darren are on Wednesday with Health Freedom. Russ Dizdar is on Tuesdays with Shatter the Darkness, and Hawks Town is on Thursdays, and me on Fridays. So stay tuned to SurviveToThriveNetwork.com, or you can go to SteveQuayle.com. Click on the radio Listen Live at the top of the page of SteveQuayle.com to bring you to all the new sites, and especially to be able to click on the important radio information. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, in these trying times, it's incredibly important to stay healthy. Keep yourself well-nourished with organic fruits and vegetables, and remember to take Enerfood every day without fail. Drinking a healthy smoothie with Enerfood and coconut milk powder from EnerHealth Botanical provides you with easily absorbable nutrition from superfoods that are densely packed with essential nutrients, all of which support optimal health. The guys at EnerHealth continue to offer special pricing to our listeners. They also offer the Survival Pack and Herbal Emergency Packs, as well as their tasty immune-supporting coffee, Nutra Cafe, and their hot cocoa blend, Coco Mojo, which is one of my wife's favorites, both infused with immune-strengthening medicinal mushrooms. Now, they're wonderfully flavorful and very, very healthy. Check out all their specials at SurviveToThrive.net or click on the EnerHealth banner at SteveQuayle.com. In fact, listen, these guys have one of the best deals I've ever seen. They have their immune pack, which is one Enerfood, one coconut milk powder, and their daily immune support, which is on sale for $99.99. You save $32. Their Nutra Cafe is also on special this week, and it costs only $10.99. In addition, they are still offering 15% off on cases, and 10% you get just by being one of our listeners. That's a 25% discount, ladies and gentlemen. Never forget, your body is your most important possession, and its optimal health stays very dependent upon being well hydrated with pure water. Now, the guys at Enerfood are selling the Big Berkey water filters, and you can call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238 to order any of their health specials or the Big Berkey water filter. What will you aid in achieving the best health possible is to stay informed. And never forget, everyone, that your body's the temple. Give it pure foods and beverages as God, nature, intended, and see your body, mind, and spirit once again enjoying the joyful state of health that is a blessing.
Well, hello, my friends. Nathan, can you... What's that? Sorry, folks. Let me close the door. Okay, much better. Now, where were we? Welcome to the Watchman's Cry program. Today is Tuesday, October 12th, 2010, the year of our Lord. And my name is Nathan Leal. The website is watchmanscry.com. And I want to say hello to all of you folks tuning into this new program. Today is my second week in this time slot. And folks, please tell all of your friends about it. I plan to bring to the table many topics and many things that need to be discussed, visited, talked about, addressed to prepare for the things that are coming. Yes, that's right, folks, the things that are coming. Because here in this show, we talk about reality and we talk about things that are not going to go away just because a person changes the TV channel. We discuss things that zombie American pod people ignore. And now more than ever, folks, many people with glazed over eyes have no idea what time it is. But I have a lot of confidence that you that are listening to this program do know what time it is, or you're learning what time it is. And today I have many things that I want to share with you. So let's talk about those things, folks. Let's talk about how late it is. And my ministry, Watchman's Cry, shares many things that concern all of us. So please go there and listen to the many audio messages that will tell you about some things that you can expect to see in the coming landscape. The changes are coming, folks. The challenges are headed our way as I speak. And there are many things that we need to be concerned about. Also, I want to say this. If you might be a regular listener to the regular audio messages that I've been putting out for several years now, please know this, I'm still planning to continue releasing regular sermon messages. Even though I have this time slot here on the Survive to Thrive Network, and even though I fill in for Steve Quayle from time to time, I still plan to put those messages out, folks. God has made it very clear that the remnant needs to have regular meals, meals that are meat for the soul. And that, my friends, is the prayerful goal that I have for the messages that come out. And by the way, folks, speaking of my Watchman's Cry audio messages, if you want to know when a new one comes out, you can go to watchmanscry.com and subscribe to notifications, and I will let you know when a new one comes out, and then you can listen to it. Well, folks, here we are, approaching the midpoint of October. This year's going by fast. We're in the final quarter, the final lap of 2010, and the elections are so close to occurring. And as I sit here talking to you, I just want to talk about and make note of the many news bulletins coming out right now from different sources that are saying very ominous things. We are in a very, very serious time of the year and also a very serious time of our lives because we are at a moment in history where we're about to see some very historical events occur. There are many trigger points that are facing all of us. The days are very volatile right now. And as I have been looking at news reports over the weekend, last week, I have to say, folks, that my inner spirit is on high alert. Time is running out for all of us to do the last minute preparations that we have to be striving for. There are many trigger points, and any of these triggers could serve as the fuse of the coming collapse of America. I've stated in times past that Act 1 is behind us. Act 2 is now beginning. We could wake up any day now with the sirens blaring that time has changed. We're facing tipping points where any one of them can fall over the cliff and take the entire nation and the world over with it. The bottom line, folks, these are the things that we're facing. We're facing currency extinction of the U.S. dollar. The greenback is on the butcher block. The New World Order is holding a giant hatchet. The dollar is going to be cut up, quartered, and also sliced and diced. Now, am I just saying this because I'm Chicken Little? I know that some people have a hard time with some of the warning messages because they say, you're just being Chicken Little. You're just trying to scare people. You have no proof of the things that you're saying. I know that there are people out there that would rather doubt. But folks, no matter how much a person doubts, it's not going to change reality. Recent news on the headlines that you can find very easily on the internet are talking about this very thing. Currency extinction for America is on its way. And I have been talking about this for a while now. Those of you that have been listening to my program on Watchman's Cry are aware that we have been discussing these things. God loves all of you, my friends, and He doesn't want you caught unaware. He wants you to be able to escape the great shaking that's coming. That escape only comes through the proper response. The response of repentance, spiritual preparation, spiritual nurturing, growth, and then practical preparation. Now the clock is ticking, folks, and the window to obtain some of the things on your list for practical preparation is closing. And eventually that window is going to be shut, where it will not be possible to obtain some of the things that you need to get. The election's coming in just a few weeks, and I still wonder, are we going to have an October surprise that will influence the outcome of the election? Will we have an election? Will the election go smoothly with no interruption? You know, folks, the outcome of the election is easy to manipulate now with electronic voting booths and electronic voting machines. They really do not need to cancel the election because the only thing that really needs to happen is that the numbers and that the outcome is changed. So right now we have the election that's coming. We also are facing a currency war. Those of you that have been paying attention to this news story, the currency war between the United States and other countries seems to be growing more fierce. The tone of the rhetoric seems to be deteriorating. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. We're also facing a trade war with China and other countries. We're facing, yes, that's right, folks, ruinous financial policy is also occurring here in America. Obama's mad accountant, Dr. Who, / Timothy Geithner, he believes that he's a PhD, and just because they successfully mapped the human genome, and you know what that is, folks, the DNA to clone humans and reproduce humans, well, Mr. Mad Physician Geithner now wants to clone the dollar. And apparently he believes that he can pull off dollar cloning with mad printing in his Xerox machine. And he thinks that he can do it without any recourse to America. You know, folks, I really have to wonder what these people believe. What goes on in their heads? How do the gears turn in their head? Does Geithner really believe that the laws of economic physics do not apply to him? Did he somehow rig up a magical flux capacitor and add it to his Xerox dollar printing machine? I don't think so, folks. What's going on right now with the dollar is madness. And because this quantitative easing seems to be occurring, and stimulus part two is occurring, and the Federal Reserve is going to print more and more money, it seems that they still believe that they can just shred the dollars, throw them into a blender, whip them up, add a little bit of secret ingredients, and it's going to magically increase in strength. It's crazy, folks. This is the formula of financial fools who are blind. That is, unless they're doing all of this on purpose, which actually leaves me no doubt that that's what's really going on. Because it is beyond argument that the U.S. is bankrupt. Folks, there's no way to hide it. And the whole world knows it. The U.S. Federal Reserve and the administration, they know that we're bankrupt. They know that based on the present calculations, we have no future. And because of that very thing, Act 2 is fast approaching. And as Act 2 arrives, with the dollar going through the wood chipper and coming out as confetti on the other side, we're going to see a major dismemberment of this country. We are going to see the United States have a fire sale. It's everything that we have been warning about. And it's everything that many of you have been expecting. Those of you that are on board, those of you that are smart and know that these things are coming, it's not going to shock you, but many of the other passengers on planet Earth are going to be shocked. And folks, I wonder, as Act 2 arrives, as the butchering occurs, I wonder how they're going to try to spin this story, or if it will even be possible to do it. For those of you that are the remnant of God, that have their eyes and ears open, you will be able to see this. But for the rest of many individuals, they are not going to be able to see it. Cereal boxes will continue to shrink smaller and smaller till they're the size of a pack of cigarettes. And still, most people will gladly throw them into their shopping cart and pay $5 for half a bowl of cereal. But unfortunately, by the time that happens, it will be too late to obtain the items on your to-do list. Or at least, it will be very difficult to obtain those items for a fair price. Because prices of items are going to skyrocket as we see the butchering of the dollar. Now, when I say the items on your to-do list, of course, spiritual preparation is number one. But after that, prepare means that you need to have items that will keep you alive when the lights go out. What would that be? That would be food, water, essentials to keep your body functioning, essentials to keep your body warm and protected, essentials to keep your body hopefully dry, the different survival tools, the different survival mechanisms. Folks, they're not just going to appear out of thin air if you have not been obtaining them now. And I find it so amazing that there are many individuals that will still argue and insist that there's no reason to prepare because when the time comes for the lights to turn out, God's going to take care of you. Now, it is true that God does take care of his own, but if a person is foolish or a person is lazy or a person just wants to assume that they have to do nothing and God will do everything, that goes against what we read in the scriptures. Folks, Act 2 is going to be brutal. It's going to be loud and it's going to fill a lot of people with regret. And while people want to just listen to these programs and do nothing and just sit on their hands, the wheels of the New World Order are in motion. And the enemies of your soul are busy with their plans right now. They're not stopping. While people are lazy sitting around watching TV, listening to these shows, and then getting on their computer and playing solitaire, the crime bosses are still busy at work. They're not stopping. They have their essential orders, their commands. They're following their little booklet, a booklet that is painted red with a gold star on the outside. Perhaps it also has a crescent moon on the cover of their little booklet. The crime bosses in the White House are continuing to head their criminal enterprise. They're continuing to loot the wealth of America. They're continuing to go forth boldly and reward the people that are in their pockets. They continue with their propaganda, their stories, their spins of deception. They continue with their grand disaster plan for post-America. They continue with the sifting of America. They continue with the cutting up of America, and they continue with their American autopsy, where they were dismember the healthy portions and throw them into a bin to be sold in a fire sale to the highest bidder of the world. My friends, as I watch this country's demise, I am beginning to realize, in no uncertain terms, that this event is not going to be an event that the general public will have announced to them. I do not think that the American media will ever announce the true condition of this country. As it happens, and in the aftermath, it will not be announced. So for those of you that are listening and want to compare these words of warning to what you hear on the national press, please know this. They will never tell you the truth. The trolls behind the printing press are not allowed to tell you the truth. They will never reveal it. Today's press is a new millennium Baghdad Bob. You folks remember him? The information minister in Iraq, who would get on TV every day and lie to the citizens of Iraq when America's troops were on the ground and when America's troops were in Baghdad airport. He got on TV and lied to his people.
America says that they are here, but they are lying. The few that appeared here in Iraq, we shot them. They ran away like rats. We kill thousands every day. We have their heads on sticks. Do not fear. Iraq is going to win this. The infidels will be thrown out of country. Do not fear. President Bush, laughing monkey, tells his people that they will come to our country. President Bush is lying infidel. Allah does not allow America to come to Baghdad. American soldiers surrender to us with white flags. They cry like little girls. We will win. Allah has destined it.
You remember that, folks? Baghdad Bob lying to his people every day? That's what we have going on here in America. We have our own version of Baghdad Bob. Baghdad Bob speaks through the administration, sharing his lies. Timothy Geithner is another version of Bob. So is Ben Bernanke. So is Nancy Pelosi. All of them are liars. And all of them are trolls who have been placed in there to finish the bushwhacking of America. And many people are willingly swallowing their Kool-Aid. The media, the propaganda machine, is not going to tell the citizens that America has cancer, that America is an ICU, that America's finances are on fire right now. We've watched the bailout fail. We've watched TARP fail. We've watched the zombie banks being propped up by funny money. We've watched GM become another trophy in the storeroom of fascist America. By the way, folks, what I'm describing right here is not just an American problem. God's judgment is across the entire globe. The production of the world has plummeted. The consumption of the world has plummeted. The trade of the world has plummeted. Assets, profits, unemployment is soaring. Over 20% in America. Homelessness has arrived. People are now living in their cars. Tent cities have arrived. People live in their RVs. People now live on Walmart parking lot here in the good old USA, the land of the American dream. Folks, when people say God bless America, the blessing of God is not illustrated with people having to go into Walmart and use the bathroom there because they live on Walmart's parking lot. That's not the blessing. That is a chastisement. And that's what we see happening right now. And as I said, there are various trigger points that are going to cause Act 2, 3, 4, and 5 to begin occurring. But one of them, again, has to do with the tactics of Dr. Who, Timothy Geithner, and his crazy, insane policies at the Fed. For those of you that are taking notes, the number one holder of U.S. treasuries is China in the world today. China has the highest ownership of U.S. debt. I believe the number is $850 to $60 billion, approximately. Number two used to be Japan. But guess what, folks? Japan has been bumped because there is a new person in line right behind China who owns many, many U.S. treasuries. Guess who it is, folks? Yes, that's right. The United States Federal Reserve is the second highest owner of U.S. treasuries. Now, I don't even have the words to verbalize how stupid that is. That makes absolutely no sense. The Federal Reserve prints money and then the Federal Reserve buys the money? That makes no sense, folks. That's like a person eating their own vomit constantly, over and over. That's what's happening with the dollar. The Fed spits out some money, and then it goes to the auction and buys its own money. What kind of sense does that make? It's total lunacy. It makes absolutely no sense. And the world is watching this, and they're getting tired of it. And because of that, the world has some changes and some wake-up calls that are coming to America very, very soon. And what I just described right now is what you hear about when they say quantitative easing, QE, printing more money to solve the financial problems. It's lunacy. It makes no sense. But because America has been doing that, in the last 4 months, the dollar has lost 13% of its value. In just 4 months, folks. That's why gold is going up so quickly. That's why gold is in the 1300s. That's why silver is over $22. And that's why it's going to continue to skyrocket. Now, there are some stories that came out recently on the news, and I want to talk about those right now. WorldNet Daily had a story on Monday, October the 11th, and if you want to, you can go there and read it, but its topic is what we're talking about right now, folks. 420 of the world's largest banks and finance houses have issued another call for a global one-world currency. And this call for a one-world currency is also being supported by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank. Now, they met last weekend, and they relayed that this is the remedy and solution for what's wrong with the world right now. A new one-world currency, which also means this, folks, a new global currency. And if the world saw a new global currency, that would mean one thing, and that is this, folks. That means the dollar no longer is the world's reserve currency. That means the dollar gets abandoned. Now, how can they do this? Well, it's going to be happening real soon. It's happening right now. They're talking about it. They're planning it. In fact, that WorldNet Daily article also mentioned that the United Nations had a meeting in July, 3 months ago. The meeting was the United Nations World Economic and Social Survey 2010. It was a high-level meeting. And the contents of this meeting, the discussions at this meeting, were published in a report that has recently come out. Now, I want to flash back real quick. The Holy Spirit revealed that I was supposed to share with the world that a meeting would be held before August 15th that was going to decide to abandon the dollar as a world reserve currency. The UN had a meeting before August 15th. The Holy Spirit also said this: after August 15th, the world would start abandoning the dollar, and we would start to see the results of that. It was going to play out over the months ahead. It might take a year or two, but it was going to play out. Folks, this thing is happening right now. Last week, the International Monetary Fund said we have to abandon the dollar. The UN had their meeting to decide this in July. So this thing is in play. This thing is going to happen. For those of you that have been sitting back wondering if Nathan's crazy, if he's just making stuff up, folks, you can read all of this. Go to WorldNet Daily and read this. This is a warning that the Holy Spirit wanted all of you to know about. And for those of you that might not know what I'm talking about, in November of 2009, last year, almost a year ago, I put out a message that explained all of this on what was going to happen to the future of America. You can go to my website and listen to message number 140 or read the article that talks about the Super Depression. You can go to the WorldNet Daily website and download the PDF. It's almost 200 pages of the findings at this UN meeting. And one of the things that they said was the risk of exchange rate instability and a hard landing of the dollar could be reduced by having a reserve system which is less dependent on a single national currency. They also went on to say a new global reserve system could be created, one that no longer relies on the United States dollar as a single major reserve currency. So by those very words, and it goes on, there's other things that talk about it. It talks about the SDRs, Special Drawing Rights, the International Monetary Fund. They're mapping it out right now. They're working on it, folks. But here's the bottom line. As this occurs, this is not going to bode well for those of you that live within the borders of America, because it's going to get ugly here within the borders of America. Things are going to change within the borders of America. The New World Order is going to make sure this thing happens. God is going to allow them, as his marionettes, to do it. That's why God has been warning and warning many people for years that this thing was coming. And that's why we need to get on board. That's why all of us need to be awake and get our last minute preparations while we still can. A global one world currency is coming, my friends. And when that happens, the dollar will be a third class citizen. It is going to be interesting. It is going to be unpleasant. It is going to be challenging. It is going to be disturbing. For some people, it's going to be horrifying. It's going to be destructive. It's going to be life-changing. And for those that are hard-headed, for those that refuse to listen and heed the warning message, for some people, it's going to be life-ending. There's no nice way to say that. There's not a way to sugarcoat that reality. That's what it's going to do, folks. Therefore, our duty is to be sheltered under the mighty hand of God right now and to do our spiritual homework. Now, as this thing is in play, as the UN and the global elite and the Council on Foreign Relations, the IMF, and other countries and bankers are mixing their little colors of world change in their financial palettes, we need to be watching. But right now, to all that are observing with open eyes, it looks like insanity is in play. And folks, that indeed is what is happening right now in Washington. Insanity. And as these things also occur, there are going to be changes coming to this country. And there's another story that's very, very disturbing that has come to the surface. Last Thursday, Democrats in the Senate held a recess hearing and they discussed a plan to seize all private 401k accounts in America. That's what they talked about, folks. A plan to seize all the pensions, the retirements, the 401s, all the money that you have been saving up, the money that is yours, the money that is part of your hard work over years and years of blood, sweat, and tears. They're planning right now to come up with a way to seize the retirement funds of America. Now, today's retirement 401k plans have approximately $3 trillion, maybe a little bit more, of liquid assets in them that the administration is just slobbering over. It makes their mouth water when they see this. Because the goal of the New World Order and this administration is to destroy the middle class of America and to take away the last remaining assets of Americans. They're going to continue doing it with the stock market, and now they're going to do it with 401k plans. The reason that they want to do this is so that they can, in their words, fairly distribute taxpayer-funded pensions to everyone. Now, this plan is called the GRA plan or system. GRA means Guaranteed Retirement Account. And in summary, what this means is that the government would seize these retirement accounts from everybody and then issue you a valet ticket. So it's like you show up, they steal your car, and they give you a little ticket. And on top of that, get this, folks, every employee will also have an additional 5% mandatory payroll tax on top of what is deducted already. In their eyes, they call this fair, a fair distribution of the money, which is really confiscated, pirated, stolen money. Folks, this is insane. And as a result, folks, every week that goes by here in crazy, loony America, every month that goes by, this administration and our congressional representatives are honing this country into a fascist dictatorship. They took over health care, and now they're going to take over retirement funds. Fascism is breathing very healthy fire. The fascism dragon is alive and well. And as he stares at all of you, he wonders and dares you, and he says, what are you going to do about it? And folks, this is the other thing that is disturbing about what's coming to America. There is going to be bloodshed on the streets of America. And I'm not saying this to incite any of you. I'm just calling it like it is, folks. When people are mistreated and stolen from, eventually they get to the point where they have no more possessions. And you know what happens when people have no more possessions? That means they have no more to lose. And they quit caring on the consequences. We are going to see martial law in America. It looks like we've reached the halftime break. So after we take a break, we are going to talk more about what to do. So I'll see you in a few minutes.
we're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, ask him what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, interfood.com. And give us your brief take on Interfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah, it's really that good.
Yeah, she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system. And it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact. And that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Well, welcome back, folks. This is Nathan Liao. The website is watchmanscry.com. Real quick, I want to say thanks to Steve St. Clair of InnerHealth Botanicals. He's the sponsor of this program. He's the one that pays the bills for this signal. Also, I want to say that his company, InnerHealth Botanicals, has many energy products. They have immune boosters to fight colds and flu. They also have Berkey filters. They have a lot of things that you may need to stay healthy. So check them out, folks. Their website is survivetothrive.net. That's S-U-R-V-I-V-E, the number 2, T-H-R-I-V-E.net. Now, there's something else that I... Well, there's that sound again. Can you hear that, folks? That's kind of obnoxious. Okay, folks. As I'm looking into Babylon, America right now, I can see a strange sight. Roosters all over the place. And, well, actually not everywhere, but there seems to be a rooster in the majority of people's yards. And all of those roosters are, well, as you can hear, folks, they're all crowing. And they're on fences. Even as cars drive by, there's some roosters on top of cars. Now, why in the world would... This is very strange, folks. This seems... You know, as I'm looking at this, this is against city code in this area, because who wants to have a bunch of roosters? And also, I would think that this is bad hygiene, because the roosters are leaving their... They're leaving their residual droppings everywhere. Oh, this is bad, folks. This is disgusting. Now, why would this be happening? And, hold on, folks. I see another person in the distance, and he's out in his yard. He's outside. He's, it's kind of chilly today. Well, he has a campfire going, and he seems to be sitting by the campfire, and his kids next to him roasting hot dogs, and they're also trying to stay warm. And there's a rooster on the fence next to him. And he's talking to another friend sitting there, and, hey, hold on a second. Where have I... You know what, folks? This scene looks Very familiar. That's right. I've seen this before, folks. I've seen this in the scriptures. I remember now, folks. In the scriptures about Peter. You remember the story about Peter? Let me get my Bible on. Okay, let's see here. Oh, this story. It's the story of Peter. Luke 22, verse 31. Let me read this to you, folks. It says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brothers." But Peter said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." And Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny me three times." Folks, you know that story. That's a Sunday school story. And it goes on to where it happened. Luke 22, verse 54. Here's how it happened. "Having arrested him, they led him," and this is talking about Jesus getting arrested. "They led Jesus and they brought him to the high priest's house. But Peter followed at a distance. Now, when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. And a servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, 'This man was also with him.' But Peter denied him, saying, 'Woman, I don't know him.' And after a little while, another saw him and said, 'You also are of them.' But Peter said, 'Man, I am not.' And then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, 'Surely this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean.' But Peter said, 'Man, I do not know what you are saying.' And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed." And look at this, folks, verse 61. "And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, 'Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.' So Peter went out and he wept bitterly." Wow, folks. Peter denied Jesus and the rooster crowed. And you know, the thing that's really amazing about this story is that Jesus was undergoing interrogation, mistreatment, abuse when he was inside of the house of the high priest. And apparently the windows were open and Peter could see him in a distance. And the minute the rooster crowed, since Jesus is God and God is all-knowing, omniscient, God also knew that the rooster had just crowed and Peter was standing outside, and Jesus looked outside and his eyes met Peter's eyes. Jesus met Peter's eyes and he looked into him, and Peter went out and wept bitterly. And you know, folks, I wonder, why are there so many roosters crowing in Babylon right now? Why so many right now? As I'm looking out at all the houses, I wonder, folks, how many of these roosters are in the yards of people who regularly say, "God bless America"? How many roosters are crowing in the yards of people who go to church? How many roosters are crowing in the yards of people who say, "I am His"? How many roosters are crowing in the yards of people who warm a bench or a pew on Sunday morning and say that they belong to Jesus? But now the roosters are crowing. Folks, the people in the village right now are in denial. Denial of Jesus. Some of them are pretending in their Christianity. Some of them are ignoring things in their Christianity. And some of them are stealth in their Christianity. They're closet Christians. But they all have one thing in common. They have a rooster crowing, which means they're denying Jesus. Looking down, I see that there are many. They're in their yards talking to their neighbors, but they left Jesus inside of their house and the rooster's crowing. They told their neighbors nothing. And then I can see some returning home in their cars, and there's roosters in the tops of their vehicles. So I guess when they drive around, they're denying Christ? Well, I can see one of those people waving at me, and they want me to come to their house. I'm walking to their house and they want me to come inside. They want to hang out. Okay, so I'm entering their house and, whoa. Now, what's this? There's not just one. There's several roosters inside of this house, folks. There's one on Oh, this is gross. There's one perched on top of his PC screen, his computer screen. And it's growing away. There's another one on top of his TV set. And, wow, that one's loud. Folks, this is loud. I have to leave. So, let me tell him thanks. Okay, 1 second. Okay, folks, I told him thanks, and I got to get out of here. So, okay, I'm out of the house now. So, as I was sharing, I must say that this is an odd neighborhood. There's roosters constantly crowing, but why are there so many doing this? As I contemplated these things, then I began to realize why. Here's the reason, folks. Many people are enamored and enshrouded with a simple six-letter word, and that word is denial. Now, of course, that was a fictional story that I just shared with you, a village full of roosters. But even in this fictional account, this allegory, the whole neighborhood was denying Jesus. And here's the question I have for you, folks. How many in your neighborhood, if things were equal, if you had a similar story, if your neighborhood resembled the story that I just described, and how many of your neighbors would actually have a rooster infestation? And also, how about your house? How about you? Now, I know that most of the people that listen to this program say that they're an American Christian patriot. But how many people forget that they're Christians while they're driving to work, while they're in their car? How many people forget, folks? How many people call themselves Christians, but they have road rage? And if this is so, and you had that heavenly rooster appear in your car, how many of you would actually have a rooster crowing while you're driving, by your driving habits? You see, folks, you're either a testimony for Jesus or you're denying him. You're either one or the other. By the way, speaking of you and your car, how about the places that you go? How many of you would end up with that heavenly rooster appearing on the seat next to you because of the places that you go to? And how many of you would have a rooster crowing next to you because of the places you go to? Now, in this question, folks, this heavenly rooster appears only when Jesus is being denied. You have no control over it. All you can do is to make sure it doesn't appear. So, how many of you guys would be a little embarrassed if a rooster appeared at your little lunch stop with the guys? Would it appear? I know that many who call themselves Christians try to insist that what they're doing is harmless. But if that conclusion was left up to a heavenly rooster, what would the rooster say about your habits? Would the rooster appear because there he goes again, going to the no-no lounge with the guys? I don't hear him testifying. And he seems to be enthralled with his surroundings, and he seems to be checking out the, well, you fill in the blanks. The rooster would start crowing for many people because of the appointments that they are keeping for themselves. Wow, folks. What if that could happen? Think about that. Do you think that you would be surprised how many denial alarms you were causing in the rooster? And you know, folks, that proverbial heavenly rooster is crowing for many today because they seem to be colorblind to neutral tones. What I mean by that is the law of God is black or it's white. But for many people, they don't see black or white. They see gray. And because they see gray, they seem to tolerate a lot of things that they should not be tolerating. And as a result, the rooster's crowing. Now, here's another question for you, folks. Please be honest with yourselves. What about at your home? Would the rooster show up and crow while you watched TV? Nathan, how's TV denial? Oh, my friend, but it can be. You know, King David said, I will set no worthless thing before my eyes. And some things that we place in front of our eyes are denying Jesus. They are a denial of our testimony. And they are things that we wouldn't want other people to see us watching. True, folks? What about your PC? What about your computer? What about your internet? Would a crowing rooster appear in your room when you're on the computer because of something that you're doing that denies Jesus? What about those social networking sites that some of you go to? What about your cell phone? Would a rooster appear to you when you're on the cell phone? The things that you're sending or receiving? Your text messages? With the rooster crow? You know, folks, I'm not just talking about the obvious places and activities of ill repute. Because when Peter denied Jesus, he was just sitting there. He didn't want anyone knowing who he was. And of course, the rooster crowed for that. But what about the sin of omission? What is that, Nathan? What that means is if you don't do what's right, then it's wrong. You know, folks, sitting back when you should have got involved, sitting back and saying something when you remain silent, that's the sin of omission. The sin of omission was committed by the Pharisee who walked next to the injured person. But the Good Samaritan did not walk past. The sin of omission is committed so many times by Christians today. God is going to be taking inventory to see who is denying him and who is involving themselves to help their fellow brethren or their fellow brother, to help people that are in need. The body of Christ is much bigger than just us. So please keep in mind that whatever you do with your preparation, please keep in mind not to be just only you and no one else. Folks, these messages you're hearing right now are challenging, but their intention is to provoke thought inside of you, to challenge you to adjust and give yourselves a higher calling. Raise the bar. Now, here's another question. What about at your work? Would a rooster crow next to you at work, next to your little cubicle in the office or in the shop where you work or whatever you happen to do, would there be a rooster right there crowing? Because, you know, think about it, folks. Do you confess God at work? Do people know that you're a Christian at work? Or are you a secret agent Christian? How about this one, folks? What about at your church? How many churches would have a rooster crowing during services? That one's interesting. How many roosters would be sitting on the pews next to you or next to someone at your church? Next to people while they're pretending to worship or while they're showing up pretending to be interested when their hearts are really in denial. Their hearts really are not in communion with God. They're just performing. Interesting, huh, folks? What about the pulpit? Now, that's something to think about. The pulpit? How many sermons actually deny Jesus? Wouldn't that be something, folks? Some of these megachurch wealthy ministers giving their little lectures about how to get rich and about how God just cares about only one thing, padding the pockets of people and making them very, very wealthy. Wouldn't that be something if a rooster appeared while they were talking and started crowing? That'd be interesting, huh? Now, I know that many of you that are patriots out there have noble pursuits, but even in those noble pursuits, would a rooster crow at your gathering? During the speeches by the guest speakers? What about during the social time when all the patriots are getting together, patting each other on the back and celebrating together that they made some advancements for their cause? But do these efforts deny Jesus? Would a rooster be crowing at these events? And how about in your plans? Do your preparation plans include trusting God? Do they include faith in him? Do your plans depend on him and acknowledge him? Or would a rooster show up at your preparation meeting? You know, folks, people can pretend all they want, but God sees the heart. And a stupid rooster with a bird brain had the instructions from God to crow when denial happens. So if a person wants to claim all they want that they do not deny God, I'm in fellowship with God. I do not commit those things that people think I do. But if it was left up to a rooster, how exposed and embarrassed would we be, folks? And for that very reason, this is why we all need to take care of business right now. Business with God. None of us are perfect. I am not more perfect than you, my friend. It is only the righteousness of God that allows me to be God's child. And it is only likewise the righteousness of Christ on you with your holy garment that allows you access to him. So we are all in the same boat. All of our righteousness is this filthy rags. And if it came down to it, in our flesh, we would all be denying Christ. Now, aside from spiritual pursuits, let's say that there was a rooster. This rooster that crows when one denies Christ, what if this rooster also crows when one is simply just in denial? In denial, folks. You that are listening to me right now, are you in denial that you don't want to face what's coming? Do you prefer to just pretend, nah, he doesn't know what he's talking about? And if so, would a rooster be crowing on your shoulder because you're in denial? Are you procrastinating? Are you putting things off? If you are putting things off and procrastinating, then in a sense, you are in denial because procrastination puts off action. Folks, the clock is ticking. It is not going to stop ticking. It continues to tick every second, tick-tock, in spite of us sleeping, goofing off, or participating in what we're supposed to be doing. The clock continues. The grains of sand are continually going through the hourglass. And all that are listening need to stop giving the rooster a reason to crow. Folks, please do not put off your preparation. I want to challenge all of you to continue your preparation. Now, I want to shift gears real quick and talk about something that actually would take a lot longer to discuss, but I just want to briefly talk about it. In the future, we need to be very cognizant of our behavior, of how we're going to conduct ourselves. And I talked about this in the last program. In the future, we're going to see many refugees fill the landscape. And perhaps you may be on the move. You may be one of them. Maybe you will head for a place that you hope will receive you. So I want to address one scenario with this in mind. One possible scenario. If you plan to go somewhere as a Christian and as part of the remnant of God, you are hoping to find other Christians to be with. Now, if you happen to be the receiving Christian and you have the property and the facilities to house some people, I want to say some things to you just real briefly. Let's say that you post on a message board that you have a place and you're inviting people to come stay with you. You want to help. You have a good heart and you want to help. And maybe you will have an ad that says, wanted, a remnant Christian to help us at our refugee campground. Now, there's something that you need to think about, and I hope that you've thought about it. If you haven't, I just want to give you some ideas. I do believe that God is going to bring people together in the future. But in that mix of people that are going to be refugees and traveling, some of them are not going to be sent by God. Some of them just went, and some of them might just be seeking any destination. So not every person that comes across you is going to be someone that God sent, because there are going to be some weirdos and leeches out there that you need to be careful about. What I mean by that is you don't want a leech, my friend. Well, what's that, Nathan? A leech is a lazy person that wants to take advantage of you. Now, I know that the Bible says to help those that are poor and are needing shelter and need help. But the Bible also talks about the lazy person. And it also talks about the deceptive person. So those people are out there, folks, and we need to be careful about them. Apostle Paul faced several deceptive people, people that did him much harm. He even talked about it. Alexander the coppersmith has done me much harm. Paul mentioned his name. So we need to be very careful of the imposters, the weirdos, the criminals, and the people who might have just recently been released or actually escaped from the funny farm. People off their meds. Demonic possessed ones that just want to take advantage of you or anyone. Maybe some people won't be as bad as I described. Maybe some of them are just lazy and worthless when it comes to helping. So how are you going to screen these types? That's a good question, right, folks? And that's exactly what I'm talking about right here. How do you know who's okay, who's safe, and who's not? And this is why it's very important to hear God's voice, so that you can know and have discernment. And all of us are going to need to have spiritual discernment so that we can have that gut feeling. That's layman's terms for having a check in your spirit, which is layman terms for let the peace of Christ, rule your heart. If you don't have the peace of God about something, then God's trying to tell you something. Now, am I just being mean and unloving when I say this? No. I'm talking about sound counsel. Now, how can I be so sure that it's okay to say this? Well, that's easy. Folks, all a person needs to do is to go to the internet and read some of the forums that are Christian and observe how mean some people are on the internet right now. There are people on forums that claim to be Christians. People on forums claim to love God, but instead, all they do is exhibit short tempers. They exhibit not having any fruit. They exhibit not having any love, no patience, and they show no effort to be an example of Jesus. The rooster would be crowing on their shoulder with the way that they act. Now, here's the conclusion of this matter, folks. If some people are bold enough to not even care about showing spiritual fruit on the internet, what will happen when they get to your house? They're not going to show it at your house either. So, one word of caution. If you are thinking about meeting with someone and you met them over the internet, find out what forums or blogs they participate in, if any, and observe how they communicate with others. If you see that they exhibit impatient behavior or the lack of the fruit of the Spirit on forums and blogs, then that's a sign right there that they don't need to be coming to your place. Why is that? Why am I saying that? Because I've seen this lack of maturity too many times. And let me say this. If some of you who act this way came to my house and you wanted to stay at my house while the lights go out and you were rude and you were demanding and you showed no fruit of the Spirit, let me tell you something. You would not last till sundown on my property. Now, folks, may I be honest and curt? Let me say it this way. If any of you are a jerk, do you really think that people will welcome you to their place? I don't think so. So, folks, it also goes for you if you're the property owner. If someone is a jerk to you, don't let them take advantage of you. Don't let them stay on your property. Folks, the Bible says, be vigilant. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion. The devil occupies some people. There's many evil ones out there. And I know that I have shared about helping a starving refugee family passing through in the past, but do it wisely. Folks, this is about wisdom. This is about being as wise as serpents, but as innocent as doves. Now, if you happen to be the traveler, the refugee, whether you are just passing through someone's property or you need to stop and rest on someone's property, or if you desire to stay at a Christian-type refugee destination, let me give just some basic suggestions. Show gratitude when you go there. Be humble when you go there. Show spiritual fruit when you go there. Show the fruit of the Spirit. And in other words, don't be a jerk. Don't be rude. Don't be lazy. Don't be a leech. And don't be threatening. Because acting this way is a fast way to being evicted. As the days of shaking arrive, they're going to purge all of us. So we need to all allow ourselves to improve. And God wants to prune us, and He wants to see results of fruit growing in us. So that was just a short little tidbit right there. And I want to encourage you to get busy. Keep preparing. The money devaluation is coming. So do what you can now to get ready for this. In closing, I want to say this real quick. If you appreciate these messages, if you appreciate what Watchman's Cry is doing, if we have touched your life with these messages, Watchman's Cry is 100% supported by you, the listener. We're 100% supported by the gifts that you, the listeners, graciously send to us. So I want to ask for you to please pray and ask God about helping to support us. If you're not able to help financially, then please pray for us, folks. We could use the prayer. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, that's two words, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website, and there's a link there where you can send a gift. That's at watchmanscry.com. So I want to thank each of you for listening. Folks, we're all in this together. All of us have a journey that we're going to have to walk through. This is not going to be easy for anyone. It's not going to be a free ride for anyone. We are all going to be challenged, and we are in the days of God's purging. And let's get under the secret place of the Most High. God bless you, folks, and we'll see you next time.